the Abuja Community High Council issued a statement over the weekend announcing a peaceful protest and a blockage of the feeder road connecting Khartoum to Port Sudan after the transitional government did very little to fulfill a promise made 2 years ago about settling political grievances in eastern Sudan. The statement noted that after several rounds of talks were held with the government authorities, nothing tangible materialized. The Abuja people announced protests in Kassala, Gadarif and other towns of eastern Sudan in the coming days. The Abuja leaders threatened to shut down essential installations in Port Sudan, including oil refineries and other export installations. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Port Sudan town, Abdallah Obshar, a spokesperson for the Abuja community, says the government has not engaged the local communities on development issues.
Eastern Sudan is considered the main gate for Sudan due to the economic value of the region. It has the only port in the country. It has natural resources such as minerals, agriculture, among others. Throughout history, the successive Sudanese governments have not showed any interest in developing the eastern region.
In October 2020, the Abuja community notified the transitional government in Khartoum about the rejection of the Eastern Track signed during the Juba Comprehensive Peace Agreement because the people who represented Eastern Sudan during the talks are not members of the Abuja community. In September last year, the deputy head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Muhammad Hamdan Dogolo, vowed during a conference organized in Sinkar town of the Red Sea State to begin a peaceful dialogue over the Eastern Track. Obshar says the dialogue never began. He says if the government does not settle their grievances, the Abuja people are ready to separate and become an autonomous region.
We are capable of getting our rights through civil and peaceful means. And if the government does not respond positively to our demands, we will continue with the escalation, which will include shutting down all the essential installations until the government agrees to hear us out and sit with us in a transparent conversation.
Obshar says the people of Eastern Sudan are ready to defend the region using all means available.
Discussions about lack of development and talks about rights and gains in Eastern Sudan are now a thing of the past. Yet we regard this as a fateful matter to our people. Therefore, we are trying to achieve that through peaceful means, and if the government is not able to grant us our rights, we have many other options to get our rights.
Abdul Munem Abu Idris, a political analyst and Sudanese journalist specializing in the Horn of Africa issues, thinks the move is politically motivated. He says some locals are only using tribal lines for personal gain, but agrees that the people of Eastern Sudan deserve to be offered developmental projects.
Yes, East Sudan has some real problems. In poverty, shortage of some essential service, but at least this is cannot be solved through this, because this movement is mainly started because they are rejecting the negotiation held in Juba with some political activists because they are belong to a certain tribes.
The national government has yet to respond to the roadblock. But authorities in the Red Sea State have deployed heavy security around the essential installations in Port Sudan town to prevent any possible attacks by protesters. Intercommunal fighting has continued in recent months in eastern Sudan among Beni Amir, Nuba and Hadandawa communities. Some Sudanese observers say ever since President Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power, former Bashir administration officials and their supporters have been fueling tribal conflicts in the region. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.